Get ready. Join.
You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino. With veteran drum legend Jeff Hamilton leading his group and the music march into episode 694. That was the tune Make Me Rainbows off his newest offering, 2020's Catch Me If You Can. And now that the world has slowed down, it's probably not too hard to catch and maybe make a rainbow this year. And we did catch up with him last year, and he had some deep thoughts on the state of live music.
I think audiences, I've talked to Wynton Marsalis about this, and he hopes that by having all these online virtual concerts that people are realizing is that while they're still good to hear the musicians play, that there's nothing like sitting in a live audience hearing the musicians create our interplay and spontaneity. And when you're in a room by yourself playing your part, you know, that's not easy to do with somebody else.
On this new CD, he teams up with pianist Tamir Henderson and bassist John Hamar, a trio ready and able to uphold the fundamentals of quality mainstream jazz. Over the years, he forged relationships and played with the likes of Oscar Peterson, Ray Brown, the Clayton Brothers, and the list goes on and on. But Oscar Peterson at a minimum.
Oh, yeah.
That's the Church of Jazz, my friend.
I was going to say, I'd like having that on my resume if I were a jazz man.
So you walk in and say, look, Oscar and I, we had some time together. You're
like,
hired.
Oscar, me, like, I'd do it like Steve Martin, of course, and nobody would be able to take me seriously. You bet. Sammy Davis Jr., personal friend of mine. No, right.
Right. Or you just walk in and into a cavernous room, you flick the Zippo, you put the cigarette in, and you just light that thing up and just exhale.
That would be it, especially if you're under a neon sign.
That's right. So this Richmond, Indiana native grew up listening to his parents' big band records, and at the age of 8, he began playing drums along with his hero, and who would become his colleague, Oscar Peterson. Since then, many dreams have come true for him, and he continues the sizzle behind the kit. Welcome to Neon Jazz. This is your jazz radio host, Joe Domino, coming to you from a town that has live music coming back to life at places like the French Market and the Green Lady Lounge, right here in Kansas City, Missouri, armed up with the jazz that you need in your life. So we lost one of the coolest actors on March 23rd, 2021, Mr. George Segal. He was known for movies like Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf?
Mm-hmm.
Remember George?
Yep, I sure do. We were watching a TV show that had him. Yeah, we were looking at the TV screen. He's gone, isn't he?
The Goldbergs.
Yeah. That's what it was, yeah.
And that's what we watch all the time in the house. So after I found out that he passed, we were watching an episode, and it was about him drinking some energy drink. And he was doing all these crazy backflips and all this crazy stuff, and he's 87 in the show, maybe, or in his 80s. And it was the next day I found out that he died.
My goodness.
Which is totally weird. But the beauty of George, and the reason why I'm segueing here, he played the banjo for years and released albums.
Isn't that something?
Yeah. And no one would have known. I was watching a news segment. So he's teaming up here back in 87 with the Canadian Brass. This is That's a Plenty off a Basin Street LP.
Yeah, it's like Woody Allen or Molly Ringwald.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Who knew?
Who knew? No one knew. And with that, we say thanks, Pops. Let's get into it.
Hi, this is Jeff Hamilton. You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe.
That was drummer, educator, composer, and arranger Bobby Weens with the tune Little Rascal on a Rock off the 2020 CD Talking Drums. Over his career, the Calgary, Alberta-born cat has performed extensively on the concert stage and in the studio, leading bands and working as a sideman with world-class musicians throughout Canada and the U.S. And speaking of live music, we talked to him about that and much more this last summer. Have a listen.
But I think it's just really needed for everyone, and like that's why I appreciate what people like you are doing too, because I think it's just a necessary art form to have people connect and go deeper maybe into themselves. I don't want to just call it a distraction, because it's much more than that. It certainly offers that too, because there's a lot of things going on right now, especially in the States.
These days he lives in Greeley, Colorado, with a busy playing and teaching schedule, and he's doing that in the Denver metro area. One of the very pivotal early live experiences for Bobby was with legendary saxophonist and composer Wayne Shorter. And as we listen to Mahogany Bird off the 1998 CD called Footprints, here's Bobby to explain.
It's funny, when I was younger, I saw the Wayne Shorter quartet, this quartet that's still that same configuration with, and I had no idea what was going on. I was pretty young, and I like, they're not playing straight ahead jazz, as you know. They're playing Wayne's tunes, which I had heard on records, but I didn't recognize any of them, because the way they play them is obviously a lot different than what you hear on those Blue Note records, right? I was so drawn to the emotion and the interplay, and it was unlike anything I've seen.
This is Chico Pinheiro. I'm a jazz guitar player from Brazil, São Paulo, based in New York City, and you're listening to New Jazz Radio in Kansas City. Thank you.
That was the talented and established guitarist Chico Pinheiro with the title track off his 2020 CD, City of Dreams. And for some reason, out of all of those interviews last year, I kept thinking about this CD, City of Dreams, because that's all we were doing last year was dreaming of very simple things to get us through.
Yeah, maybe, and that's one of the good things to come out of it.
It is, for sure. So he was born and raised in Sao Paulo, Brazil, and started playing the guitar at 6. And at 14, he was a studio session guitarist, and he began to collaborate with a wide range of artists from his hometown, then in Brazil. And we talked to him during the summer of 2020 after the release of this album. We talked about a great many things, like listening to the greats.
I think the most valuable lesson that I learned from them was you really got to listen. Way more important than your fingers or your, you know, whatever, like it's your ears. That's what define you, you know, like, because you have to listen what's going on, you know, you have to listen what is surrounding you.
Speaking of the masters, here's Duke Ellington with his swagger and orchestra in tow with the tune Ticho Mingo Blues off the CD Roaring Twenties, which is the rumor and hope for America and beyond, that we have another one of those kinds of revivals. The Roaring Twenties came out of a very tumultuous American moment.
Yeah, it's the world takes a couple of turns. We go through hard times, and everybody regroups, and suddenly we get a surge of creativity.
And
it forces us to think outside the box, as they say.
And it makes us want to dance. And here, Duke's going to lead us in the march.
Everybody, this is David Gilmour, guitarist. You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Dimino. Thank you.
That was the veteran jazz guitarist David Gilmour with the tune Cyclic Episode off his 2020 CD From Here to Here. Lots of his chops came from studying at New York University with Joe Lovano and Jim McNeely, and that's serious there. Then it was back in 87 he began working professionally with the M-Bass Collective and a long career playing with a lot of heavy cats like Alice Coltrane, Jack DeJohnette, and on and on. And during an interview with Neon Jazz, he opened up about what he loves the best about his profession that he happened to pick.
The endless discovery and potential growth that's there. It's like a lifelong hobby. It just keeps giving, you know. I mean, there's just no end to it, you know. You never say, well, okay, I've mastered this, I've mastered that. It's just, that doesn't exist. There's always something to learn and improve on.
This next cat is one of my favorites and still very much so added. Off the 2020 CD, Charles McPherson's Jazz Dance Suites. This is the song After the Dance. And on this latest project, it's a stellar collaboration with the San Diego Ballet, inspired by his daughter, Camille McPherson, a soloist in her eighth season with this prestigious dance company. Enjoy.
Mm-hmm.
That was Italian saxophonist Leonardo Ricci with the tune The Hope, an anthem for 2020 off his CD Mediterranea. He is a well-established cat in his home country, playing regularly at major Italian festivals, and increasingly he is going after that international stage as now the world wakes up, and we did talk to him about what he loves best about jazz. Have a listen.
Intimacy you get with the sound. Because, to be honest, even the year and the period that I tour more, I play more, the most of the time that I spend with the instrument was practicing anyway. You get an intimacy, really intimate relation with the sound, not just with your instrument, but with the sound of the instrument, a zen exercise.
From the calm, cool, and controlled jazz trombonist Matt Havilon, we go next. Here's the Des Moines, Iowa-born, yet raised in Summit, New Jersey, native with the 2020 tune Aretas off his disc Something to Say. And during a recent interview, he did just that, specifically about this album, as we get into it.
I want to get the music out there. I want people to have the opportunity to hear it. Having gone through the effort, all the efforts related to writing music, arranging music, getting it recorded, getting together some fantastic musicians, the way I feel is we'll catch up later on the performing end of it.
We'll be right back.
Again, that was the talented jazz trombonist Matt Havilon as we get ready to say goodbye and leave this hour of jazz that is, was, and shall remain. And we finish it all up with the famed Vanguard Jazz Orchestra and their take on Sophisticated Lady off the 2008 CD, Can I Persuade You? And I got a little story. It's interesting. This New York outfit began its existence as the Thad Jones Mel Lewis Orchestra in 1966. The Village Vanguard booked the newly formed band for three nights that February, and 2,700 Monday nights later, it remains as strong as ever.
Wow. Yeah, like I say, resume boy.
That's it. That's the resume builder. And with that, thanks for tuning into a show featuring one of America's finest inventions, jazz. And thanks to my good friend, show engineer, and a man that has been around for hundreds of Wednesdays.
Careful.
Here in Signal Hall, the Neon Beats, Mr. John Christopher.
Indeed. Thank you, sir.
Yes, sir. Reach out to us. We're always here. We love hearing from you. NeonJazzKC@gmail.com.
We would dig it the most.
All right. Until next time, enjoy the jazz, my friends.
Jazz.